I'm laughing already. You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. I'm Joy.
And this is Claire. And it's episode 13.
Episode 13. Lucky 13. Our first competition is this weekend.
Yeah, I'm freaking the F out
right now. I'm freaking out too.
It's not your first competition though. You've already done one.
Yeah.
Our first competition together. My first competition ever.
Oh, you've never done one.
No.
Ever. Well, then you should be more nervous.
Yeah,
than
I'm. Now. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're totally screwed. But when you were talking about it today, I was like, oh crap, now I'm getting really nervous.
Yeah, I'm really nervous because like the max weights. Okay, so I didn't look at the max weights until after we signed up because it sold out in like a day.
Did it really?
Or like 2 days.
See, you're so good about this. And like, so, this is where you took care of business, and I was just like, what? When is it? Where are we going?
Well, so I had signed us up before. Yeah. I don't even know if they had released the max weights and stuff yet before I signed up. And then they released them, and I looked at them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these are like my one rep maxes. Like, you have to be able to power clean to squat clean 105. My squat clean max is like 95. Like, I might have, like, you know, I could have like a miraculous moment during, but like, a wad.
Well, yeah.
Like, if we have to do 105 in a wad.
But I was reading it today, and it just says only one person on our team needs to complete.
That's the power clean. It says squat clean.
Several lifts movements in which only one person on your team will need to complete.
Yeah, but it says which ones they are.
Where? Oh, okay.
Joy, do you ever read?
No, I don't read anything, Claire. This is I don't read. If you send me an email, I guarantee you I've read two sentences and I'm blazed. Okay. I'm horrible. This is why my goal was to read two books by October. That's which hilarious. Asked me how I've been doing with that.
Yeah. Brandon actually texted me today. He was listening to episode 12 on his way to his class. And he was like, it cracks me. He's like, Joy cracks me up. Like the fact that she didn't know what the steeplechase was or that she didn't know TJ was doing a 6-week lifting program.
It's bad. And now I feel like an idiot, but this is how my brain works.
So just selective if you read listening. Further down the list, it tells you which one it is. So it says for 105 power clean, only one person has to do it. But then it has 105 squat clean and it doesn't say how many people have to do it. And like, I bet, well, first of all, I can almost guarantee you that one of the wads is going to be Grace, because that's like the barbells for booze wad. Uh-huh. I can't do Grace RX.
Remind me what Grace is.
It's 30 it's 30 cleans per time.
Oh.
But the prescribed weight is 95.
Do you know what they've done in the past? Like, do you have any idea what
they're looking into? But like, some of those weights on there, I'm like, really, it's like the power cleans, or the squat clean, and the deadlift, because the deadlift max on there and the back squat.
You have this thing memorized. See, I'm like,
because I've been freaking out about it.
Claire, you have anxiety around it. I can tell.
I'm like, okay, Joy, like, you can lift a lot heavier than I can. Beth can lift way heavier than both of us. And so I'm like, okay, if worst cut, like, push comes to shove, you know, some, but like a lot of the team competitions, it's like, okay, you have to get this many done, and every, you know, member has to do at least X number of reps. So maybe, you know, there are like 30 reps, but like everyone has to do at least 5.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do 5 105 power cleans or squat cleans. Well, I can't do one.
Here's the thing. We're going to get there and we're going to do the best we can.
Oh my gosh.
Don't give me that look. We're going to do the best we can. This is what I've been thinking. I'm like, I have no idea what to expect. Kind of like the Fossil Games. No idea what to expect. We're going to get there, and we tried and we signed up.
Yeah, that's true. And the one thing that I am nervous about though is that I know, so Brandon coached at Eminence for a little while, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the things he always said about their wads was that they tend to program really heavy. And so I'm like, crap. Like, we're going to meet. Anyway, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. And if I DNF all the wads, I apologize in advance.
I'm more excited to do this with the three of us.
I'm like, pretty excited for our costumes.
Yeah, I am. Should we tell her?
Let's just post pictures.
We'll post pictures.
We need to get on that, though. We need to figure out what we're going to buy.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't respond to your Facebook Messenger today.
Oh my gosh, Joy. That's right. And then Beth was like, we should go to the Halloween store. I was like, there are Halloween stores already? But there's one right down.
There's one on Colfax. Yeah, we've talked about this.
That's true. We have talked about this.
It's a little scary.
We're going to need to come up with something, because I just don't feel like doing a squat clean in a bodysuit is going to be the best plan for anybody.
Yeah. Every time we come up with an idea for a costume, we just keep thinking like, oh, that would suck so bad to work out.
This is the best one though so far.
It really is.
Because like one of our ideas was this was the best idea that anyone's ever had. And it was from Jessica Key.
Yeah.
She has the cutest idea, and it was to be boobies. So like you just have like a bee that is also a ghost. Which is just like the best idea I've combination ever seen. She texted or she Facebooked that to us, and I was like rolling on the floor laughing. I wish we could have figured out a way to pull it off.
Yeah.
But how do you dress up A as a ghost and a bee at the same time at all?
Yeah.
And B as a bee.
To what?
Like, how do you walk with wings on?
I don't know. Yeah. All really these hard. Ideas, we kind of got
like, can you ambitious. Imagine doing like double unders with wings on?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you couldn't do it.
Oh, well, how are we going to do it with...
Well, I think we can take those off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. We can take that off.
Yeah, but, like, so wings every idea that we had, we were like, oh, that's a great idea. And then it's, and like, then it's well, like, how are we going to work out on that? That. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But don't fear. We've come up with something.
This is like less is more.
Yeah.
Our costume is very minimal / it says a lot.
I hope. I hope it says the right thing. I hope it doesn't say I get camel toe when I front squat.
It's definitely going to say that.
There's almost no way for
people it to are going to have to deal with that. Oh, fine. No. Okay. So that's exciting. So we're looking forward to that, to the competition. And we put a call out today for what we should bring to the competition, too.
Oh, but then I did go to Lulu to see if they had pink booty shorts. So I went there and I'm like, because, you know, they have those whatever, what are they called? Something shorts.
You know, the shorts, booty shorts,
the little, the really, really tiny spandex shorts.
Yeah.
And what did they have at Lulu but leotards?
I was really upset when you texted me that photo. I had a moment where I was like, are you freaking kidding me, Lulu?
Yeah, it was like, I walked
how
in
dare and
I
you
saw
go
them,
there.
I saw them hanging and I was like, this can't be what I think it is.
Yeah.
And I looked at the tag and it was like, you know, whatever bodysuit, I forgot what it's called, they call it a leotard. And I was like, I have to try this on. So I did. And not only was it a bodysuit, and it took me like 10 minutes to get it on by myself in the dressing room, but it had a high neck.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where it's like, you know those like cheap tank tops where they have like almost like a string, and then it's like the neckline is like, it slides.
Yeah.
It was like that. Like a drawstring, exactly. Right. It was like that. And I put it on and I was like, okay, I mean, you know, it was like made out of like Wonder Under material, so it was like comfortable, except for the fact that you're in a leotard. It just seemed very odd. I love spandex, but I think they crossed the line.
What did those saleswomen say? Did they say anything?
Oh, no.
Were they like, oh, this is great? Like,
no,
sometimes
I didn't
when
go
you're
out
like.
In it, and I didn't. When I walked into the dressing room, I like specifically tried to, like, sort of like bundled it up and like carried it with me because I didn't want them to be like, ooh, that girl's trying on a leotard.
I know, that's what I was saying. Like, if they were like, oh, watching you take it off the rack, you know how they come up to you? Like, that's amazing. That fits so great.
Yeah, no, they didn't say anything, but I didn't really, I specifically did not solicit their opinions.
Oh, I'm trying to look up on their website and I'm not finding it because I want to know what the freaking thing is called. That's like the first thing I asked you because I'm like, what did they call it?
Yeah,
tell me what they called it because
I don't remember.
For some reason, I like to know what their logic is behind why they designed something.
I mean, I could
and I'm sure
see
it's
it
like
for yoga.
Sure, yoga. Like I know, like they're big on doing like the onesie thing. Oh, here we go. Om, wait, one for Om.
Shut the front door. I like that, actually.
One for Om leotard. It looks great on this model.
Yeah, I did not look like that. I didn't do that in it either, but
she's doing
dancer pose.
Dancer pose. It's
I mostly just took selfies of myself in the dressing room.
It says, keep it long or tie at the hem for a customized fit.
Oh, yeah, and the pants have, like, the ruching on the side, the drawstring on the side that you can pull up and, like, turn into, like, little shorties.
Okay, that's cute. I just, oh, man, that has to be, like, for...
I just feel like, I feel
my
like...
My hips would not lie.
Nothing lies. Like, the ice cream store that you looked at while you, on your walk into
would be,
Lulu,
did, like, laughing at the leotard.
It would be, like somebody could tell, they'd be, like, you put on a leotard, so they'd be, like, oh, you thought about eating ice cream earlier, didn't you?
Yeah.
All you'd have to do is think about it, and it would show in the leotard.
Show up in the leotard. Like,
yeah. And I feel like I'm pretty small. And
you're
still,
tiny. Yeah. So when I was like, good for her, I totally can see her in that. But I was like,
even still, I tried it on, and I was like, I am lumpy in places that I don't like to think about being lumpy. Yeah. And this leotard just says it all.
Yeah. I was angry. And like an hour later, I was still angry. And then I texted you that I was still angry.
Yeah, it was rough. But I did get some cute bras.
Oh.
I'm wearing it right now. See?
Oh,
it's
cute.
Like a little stripey.
Sports bra.
Yeah.
I can't do the sports bras yet.
Really?
Yep.
Why not?
It's the shoulder ribcage thing. It just doesn't do.
That's fair.
It does not get over those ribs. in a way that is flattering.
They just came out, their new ones, the boob, the itty bitty boobies ones. They, I think those clasp in the back.
Really?
So you don't have to, like, because even I, like, I have that, like, the narrow shoulders of a man, well, and I still feel like I'm being, you know, I'm, you like, being stuck birthed in your clothes when I have to take off my
I'm going through the rebirthing process. Exactly. This is going to be my type of therapy for the day, is I'm going to rebirth
myself. I'm going to rebirth myself out of the sports
bra. Born again.
Exactly. Born again from the depths of Lulu. From the Luan, if you will.
That visual just makes me cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
So wait, no, stay. Speaking of clothes, when you talk about your wearing when I walked in this evening. So I walk in, you know, just like I always do, enjoy, does not disappoint with her outfit, again. She's wearing, are those Wonder Unders?
These are just black leggings black from leggings. Nordstrom.
Her new scuba sweatshirt that she was talking about, scuba hoodie scuba from Lulu. Hoodie from but it's like, she said it was like pink with little zebra stripe things. No. It is fluorescent Pepto-Bismol pink on the middle.
Yep.
The hood and, like, the inner lining is fluorescent yellow. And then the sleeves are, like, an alternating gray, fluorescent pink, and black
stripes.
They
are like a candy cane. Yeah.
If a candy cane went to a rave, that's what those would look like. That's
exactly what this looks like.
And, okay, but it's not awesome. Only that. Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's
good. The hoodie is fine.
It's great.
But just to tie it all together, she's wearing knee-high UGG boots, but not just any UGG boots. They are covered in, how, that's got to be 2 to 3 inch long, pink fur.
Yeah.
This gives a whole new meaning to boots with the fur, by the way.
Yeah, boots with the fur.
Yeah. No, she looked like a Dr. Seuss character.
Yeah.
We're going to Instagram that because it's just the most ridiculous. Anyway.
I'm going to show up
and you're going to be wearing normal clothes and I'm going to be like,
I know. That day may never happen.
Maybe when Christmas Abbott comes on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll have
will
to.
Will you wear normal clothes when Christmas Abbott comes on?
No, she's pretty badass. I need to, like, have some flair.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to impress her with those boots, though.
I don't have any tattoos. I need something to justify my existence.
To justify your existence. Wow. We just got really deep, like, quickly.
With pink fuzzy boots is how I can live my life.
Yeah, what does that mean about your, like, existential self if you're justifying your existence with pink fuzzy boots? It's a good question.
Noted.
Yeah, noodle on that one.
Noodle on that. Speaking of noodles.
Speaking of noodles?
Your news?
Oh, yeah, I got a spiral slicer, and I'm just noodling everything. And
wait,
and
what are you're calling it zoodle?
Well, Petite Feet gave me that term. Mm-hmm. I posted that she tweeted me back and was like, you know, zoodle everything.
I don't know what that means.
Zoodles?
What is zoodle?
It's like a zucchini noodle.
Oh, how cute.
Zoodle.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, adorbs.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you guys have good recipes for your zoodler, I just have done it with zucchini noodle so far. We had zucchini pad thai for dinner and it was so good.
Yeah.
And, but you could do with anything. Like you could make like little apple things if you wanted to.
I'm going to come to your house and you're just going to have everything with like, you're going to have everything spiral sliced.
It like makes like long, it's like angel hair pasta.
I have one. It's amazing.
It's the coolest.
Because when I ate raw food for a while, it's all I could freaking eat.
You ate raw food for
a while? Oh yeah. I went through everything, Claire.
Yeah. That's
we don't need to go there. But that's pretty much all you can eat. So I was I was zoodling the crap out of life.
Zoodling the crap out of life.
I think that's the name of our episode.
Zoodle the crap out of life. Anyway,
off to a great start tonight.
As always, the first like 15-20 minutes of the episode are always
I just
rough.
Laugh at Claire and
but yeah, back to the competition. I am pretty nervous. And then not only that, but then I have another competition the following weekend.
Yeah.
And it just is going to be a lot.
The benchmark.
Yeah, the benchmark brawl. That one I'm less nervous about though because it is scaled. I'm in the scale division. You're doing that one too.
I'm more nervous for that one.
Oh, I forgot that you were doing that one too.
Yeah.
Are you a member at the Recovery Center?
Not yet.
You're going to need to get one of those next week.
I know. I keep telling myself I need it. Maybe after the retest this weekend because we're also doing the body fat retest on Sunday.
That's this Sunday?
Yeah, the 29th.
Shut the front door.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That came by so fast.
I know.
I don't feel like I'm ready to
I'm
do
not
that.
Ready either. I was thinking about that today, too. I'm like I feel like I haven't changed at all. Yeah.
Well,
maybe she'll let us retest in, like, another 30 days instead.
Well, you can't. She's all over all the time.
And so I don't have to do it.
No, you don't have to do it. So you can email her and be like, hey, can I do it? And
I'm guaranteed that I haven't gained any muscle and or lost, I don't know, whatever it is that I lose.
Yeah, I feel like I'm, like, just hitting my stride with this challenge, actually, and it's week 4.
Yeah.
We started back on Zone today.
Did you?
I love Zone.
See, this is where we're so different, and I could go off on another tangent, but like,
Yeah, did you see
just like the reading, material where I can just gloss over things. I would go crazy if I had to do Zone.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I showed you, did you see my picture on Instagram of my spreadsheet of all the meals and shopping things?
Yeah.
So I'm
creating. It made me sweat a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle, and I'm so excited about this. I'm in the middle of making this thing where I put in how much of each equals one block, and then I can type in just what, like, okay, I want a 4-block dinner, and I just hit a 4, and then it tells me how much of everything I need.
Oh, that's cool.
That would be awesome.
See, your brain can work that way. My brain, it makes me so mad.
I'll just send you the spreadsheet when I'm done.
Were you in the yoga class? No, I'm going off on a million tangents, but were you in the yoga class where they asked what your favorite color was, or like if you color in or outside the lines? Uh-huh. And I was the only one that raised my hand.
Right.
When he's like, oh, you're the only one that colors outside the lines. I should have known, Joy. That's exact. I'm like, I can't. That's too structured. It's just, it takes me back to
bad. You're not excited about having 2 tablespoons of almond butter
OMG.
Or with your 2 apples?
I would die. Do you really just take 2 tablespoons and that's all you eat?
Yeah, you just take it out of the jar and put it in a bowl.
Yeah. But what if you want more?
Then you can have more, but you also just need more apple.
Okay. So that's okay?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, for example, like, okay, so a lot of people, when they start Zone, the big question I get when people start Zone, or the big question people ask me when they're starting Zone is, like, is this going to be enough food? Like, you know, I'm supposed to only eat 12 blocks a day. Is that going to be enough food? And what I always tell everyone is, like, the amount of blocks that you eat is not important. What's important is that you're eating everything in that block structure. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like, for example, like, I eat anywhere between probably 10 to 13, sometimes 14 blocks a day. You know, like, if I get home and I'm just exhausted, I want to go to bed and I don't want to eat, especially like after a big wad, I just won't want a big dinner and I'll have like a snack.
Yeah.
And I'll have a 10 block day, like, not a big deal. The other days I get home and I'm like, I need so much food in my body right now. And then I'll have like a 13 or 14 block day. But the thing that's important is just making sure that, like, for every 3 grams of fat you eat, you're also eating 7 grams of protein and 9 grams of carbs.
Okay.
And so, you're giving me this look like there's
I
no know.
I know. I just went crazy in my brain for a minute. I'm already losing.
But so that's how you, anyway. Yeah. So long story short, it's not that complicated. If you want more food, you just eat more food. You just have to balance it out again. So, like, I couldn't just, like, sit down and eat a jar of almond butter. I'd have to have, you know, the apples and the eggs or the cheese or whatever to go with it.
Yeah.
But if I was, like, really craving, if I was really hungry and I was like, dang, I just really want another 4 pieces of bacon, that would be fine. I would just also have to then have another.
Balance it out with the other stuff.
Yeah.
Throughout the day?
No, in that meal. That's the important thing, is that every meal, because it's like,
so if you want bacon, you can't just have bacon. You have to eat other stuff.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool, actually, because it, like, it shifts your thinking into every time you eat, you're eating a meal.
Yeah.
And so, which I love that way of thinking, because I think it really makes you consider a lot more, like, it just makes you pay so much more attention to what you're eating and when you're eating.
Which has actually helped me a ton with this paleo challenge. I will absolutely admit that is, like, kind of thinking of the meal with, like, all these different parts, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I really appreciate that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, blocks and zones.
And so we did strict Zone in January and had awesome, awesome results.
Yeah.
And then we haven't done strict Zone. Like, I haven't weighed or measured practically anything since then until now.
Yeah.
But what we have done instead is just sort of maintained that mindset of, like, okay, if I'm going to have, like, I can't just sit down and eat, you know, 5 oranges, or I can't just have like a
who
banana.
Who sits down and eats 5 oranges?
Maybe like another example would be like, I can't just sit down and demolish like a bag of pistachios.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just like sit down in front of like a thing of trail mix or something.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just, or, you know, I can't just have a fruit smoothie.
Right.
Like, I also
I
have
see
to
what
have,
you're saying. Yeah.
Like, I also need like some protein and some
it's
fat.
It's a good way
there.
To build.
Exactly.
The meal.
And yeah. also that, and like the reason that it's structured like that is like, it's the, you know, most ideal proportions for your, basically, they've figured out that it's, like, the most ideal proportions for your body to get and use energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, like, is the most efficient way for your body to consume macronutrients
mm-hmm.
is in that. So that's why you have to eat it in each meal. It has mm-hmm. to be like that. So.
Okay. Okay. I'm you're selling me a little bit on
yeah,
this.
It's
I'm actually,
awesome.
Like, not
and
hating
it's nice,
it as
although,
much as I kind of want to.
Although Brandon you know, he has to eat so much. And today he texted me and he was like, because I sent him off to school. Oh my gosh, he found these things at Whole Foods.
You sent him off to school.
We pack him lunches. He found these things at Whole Foods. They're these little, like, they're supposed to go in, like, your lunch that you pack. They're these little things of, like, individual baby carrots. Not individual, but, like, it's, like, a cup of carrots in, like, this little tiny bag.
Yeah.
And so we, like, sent him off to school with his, like, he had, like, 3 ounces of turkey lunch meat and his little cup of carrots and, oh, and then he had butter in his coffee and that's what his fat was. And he texted me. He's like, I forgot how long it takes to eat carbs, eat all the carbs that you need on this zone thing because we're not eating grains.
Yeah.
And so you eat like 2 eggs, but then you need like 6 cups of kale.
Oh my gosh.
Because like the bioavailability of carbs from vegetables is fairly low.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
Good times at your house.
Hence the Zoodler. Hence my intense excitement for the Zoodler.
Okay, so do we want to talk about any advice that people gave us for what to bring to competitions this weekend? Because I'm thinking more or less like last time for the Fossil Games was I didn't really eat because I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So really kind of focusing on like things that we can eat. And I was so dehydrated all day, I think, because I also made the mistake of eating too many chocolate covered espresso beans, because that's the only thing that I could stomach.
That, like, sounded good, yeah.
And I ate way too many and, like, cracked out for the rest of the day. I was just, like,
I think that I'm going to bring, like, applesauce, string cheese, like, little things like that, where it's, like, they're easy to eat and easy to have in small quantities.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when Brandon did his first competition, which was, like, last summer, he had, like, we brought him, like, a chicken leg and, like, some sweet potatoes. You know, it was, like, Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
But I could never do that.
Wait, yeah, I don't. Yeah. That's, so, probably simple stuff. And then, I don't know, just probably not overthink it. Just bring a ton of water and,
yeah, and then all your
call it a day. Because I was so dehydrated last time. I could not drink enough water.
We should get, like, so many of those coconut pineapple waters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be in heaven.
That's going to happen.
You should just set up a booth and, like, oh my gosh, make them, yes, for
seriously.
People. Like,
yesterday we were at Whole Foods.
Don't spend your money at Starbucks, everybody.
Yeah, we were at Whole Foods yesterday and I bought one of those and the lady was ringing up. She's like, oh, we just got these in. They're amazing. I was like, I know.
Oh, don't tell me.
You don't have to tell me. I'm obsessed with them. I was like, I know, I'm obsessed. Brandon goes, she really is. He, like, looks at her like, get me out of,
like,
here.
Please.
Please don't let her start talking about this.
Please stop. Don't even get her started. It's the same thing with me and kombucha, like, at the checkout counter. Yeah. They're always like, don't let it sit on its side. Make sure you don't shake it.
And you're like, bitch, please.
Bitch. I bought about 500 of these.
Does it look like I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to kombucha? Out of my way.
I am the kombucha queen.
I don't like kombucha that much.
Oh, at least one a day. Really? I'm like a one a dayer. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. The ones that I like, I feel kind of like I'm cheating because the only way I like them is if they're really sweet. And then at that point, I'm like, I'm just drinking, like, you know, I'm just drinking raspberry juice.
I get the most. I get the least amount. I get the ginger one, which has like 2 grams of sugar.
Although I do like, what's that? The one that's that are in the amber bottles.
See, I don't like those, but I do like the Celestial Seasonings ones.
I've never had the Celestial Seasonings ones, actually, ironically.
It's the Spirulina flavor is really good.
Okay.
It's Spirulina? I always say that wrong.
Did you just read the first 4 letters?
Yeah.
And then just guess the rest of the word? Good thing your name is Joy. What if your name was, like, something long?
You gave me a look like I was so stupid.
But really, what if your name was, like,
how do you say
Stephanie
it?
Or something?
Shut up.
You'd be like, but then you could just go by Steph. I'm trying to think of a name that you have to say all the way through. I can't
call Vanessa.
Yeah. That'd be a long name for you. You could be a Vanessa.
I wouldn't get.
Yeah, you'd be like, my name is Vanin.
Just call me V. No, how do you say it?
Spirulina.
Spirulina?
Yeah.
It's not Spirulinella.
No, that's not even how it's spelled. It's like Brandon says larynx. It's like everyone has those words that they, it's called a, oh, by the way, did you know that it's called a spoonerism when you, like, for example, if I were to call you Poi Jerish instead of Joy Parish, that's called a spoonerism.
Okay.
So you're kind of doing that with spirulina or whatever. Yes. Yeah. And it's an interword spoonerism.
Say it again one more time.
Spirulina.
Spirulina. I'm never going to remember that. This is where I'm starting to sound like my dad. Okay. This is what my dad does. He can't remember names.
That's amazing.
He's going to call him. If he meets you, he'll call you Julie forever. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
So Did you listen to the Kenny Kane podcast episode with Christmas
Abbott? I haven't yet.
Did you know that people call her Joy?
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's her middle name.
Oh.
And her family, her whole life, called her Joy.
Because they didn't want to call her Christmas because it was weird that her name was Christmas.
So she's like, anyone who's really close to me calls me Joy. So if I'm like out and about, so you should be like, hey, Joy.
And then she'll be like, I don't know you and you're the biggest creeper I've ever known in my life.
Yeah.
That would be a good start, I think, for our friendship.
Yeah. Because you guys are already, like, really, really tight, so.
I mean, obviously.
And I didn't know she was, like, a smoker for 10 years.
Yeah,
and,
like, she was, like, a
party girl, like, bartender, and.
Yeah, she has a grizzled past.
Yeah. Grizzled?
Yeah.
Grizzled.
Grizzled.
Yeah. Claire, you're like my dictionary.
Really more like a thesaurus, because I can't define any of these things, I just use them.
Exactly.
Did you ever see the episode of Friends where Joey tries to write? Did you ever watch Friends?
Oh, yes. Obviously. I know every episode.
Where Joey has to write a letter of recommendation for Monica and Chandler to get the adoption agency.
Yeah.
And he uses the thesaurus to write the whole thing. It's so funny.
I like the one where the guy comes to the door selling the encyclopedias and he only can afford V. So he's like... He's like, what do you guys want to talk about? Vivisection? Volcanoes? I freaking love that show.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
now that we're 30 minutes in, what should we actually make this episode about?
Let's just quote Friends on this episode,
that
you guys.
That's a great idea.
Okay, you wanted to talk maybe about early... You've been going to the early morning wads.
I have.
So,
do we want to talk about... Because Brandon's learning to give people IVs.
Yeah.
He actually just sent me... I think I showed you this. I did.
It's the hilarious.
Picture, he just sent me a picture of... So, Brandon is... very, very, very long story short, working to get into paramedic school. And so, he has to get certified to give IVs. And so, he's been doing that the last, like, couple weeks. And he just sent me a picture...
Which is really funny because you told me that
he's terrified of needles.
Terrified of needles. Which... Makes me laugh really hard.
And so he just sent me a picture of this, like, disembodied plastic arm that he has to practice on tonight.
It kind of looks like a roll, like a cinnamon roll, like one of those big, like, loafs.
Yeah, it's really odd. It looks like one of those things, like Swiss roll things.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Anyway, but so he's been doing that at night, and so we've been coming in the morning, which I kind of like because it gets out of the way.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're in the 7 p.m. wad, that's your night.
That's
what you're doing that night. You're going to get home from work at... I get home from work at 6:15. I eat a snack. I get changed. I go to CrossFit. I get home at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
I make dinner and I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even shower.
Well, we know that.
Right. by the way, I got my hair done on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lindsay had to wash my hair twice.
What?
She was like, yes, I'm shampooing your hair twice right now. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. She gave me this shampoo. It's called, like, Sunday shampoo or something. She didn't give it to me. I bought it. It's called Sunday shampoo. And it's supposed to be, like, the shampoo you wash your hair with once a week to take out, like, the residue from all your other shampoos. And she's like, you need to probably use this every other time you wash your hair. And I was like, I am a dirtbag. It's fine.
She had to wash her hair twice before she even...
And I had showered, like, it's not like I went there and was all dirty. I had showered, like, not that day, but the day before. Anyway, regardless,
So, we've established the clear shower.
But anyway, the point, fact of the matter is that it's really great to go in the mornings because then at night we have time to do stuff.
Yeah.
And but I hate waking up.
It's so hard.
Exponentially darker.
Yeah. Today was the first class, 5:30 a.m. class, where it was dark for the entire hour. And
we
all kind of had a moment where we're like, oh, this is so sad.
I feel like it's literally been like the last 2 weeks. It's just like
broken. Here we are.
Yeah, it's like and then today it was like it snowed in the mountains.
Yeah. It's like you came over tonight and it was like it's so dark.
I know,
dark.
I'm wearing fleece and shorts and I'm freezing outside.
I'm wearing animals on my legs.
That's excessive though, I think.
That is kind of excessive. Those are boots when it's like 30 degrees out. I just busted them out today for the hell of it.
Let's talk about getting up and getting going in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, what's your routine for getting out the door and being in the gym by 5:30? Because I know that there are a lot of people out there who aspire to be morning people who want to be able to get out of the way.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, beyond their comprehension but it just seems like such an impossible idea
yeah.
to get out the door and go exert maximal physical effort before the sunset.
Well, A, I would say that that's a load of crap. Because I think a lot of it is so mental that you can give yourself any excuse under the sun not to do something.
That's very true.
So I would just say, that's a load of BS, and I'm going to call you on your BS and just do it. So what I do, because it's not fun. I mean, I do it because I like to stay healthy and I like to do CrossFit, and that's the only time I can fit it into my day. Mm-hmm. So what helps me is, like, to prepare. So, I get my clothes before, like, the night before, and I get them all laid out by my bed. So, like, when I wake up in the morning, they're right there. And then I just, like, have my routine where I have, like, the drink that I have or, like, this, you know, whatever. I have everything prepared. So, when I go out the door, it's literally, like, a 10-minute amount of time to get ready. So, it doesn't really take anything.
Bed and car door.
Yeah. So, I'm not, like, I mean, I don't look cute. I don't, you know, just like roll out of bed, grab my clothes, change, splash water on my face. Like, that for me wakes me up. Mm-hmm. Once I have like water, cold water on my face, I'm like, all right, I'm up. So, and then just getting out the door. Like, there's really nothing to it. You don't have to be up for an hour. For me.
Right.
And a lot of it really does have to do with just going and just moving.
Like, yeah, just making it happen.
For me, I think one of the biggest things, especially like back when I was training for a marathon, way back in the day, was getting up and getting dressed was motivating. So getting up and the first thing you do is just change.
And then you're not tempted. Like you can't even go back into bed.
Yeah.
Honestly, like the hardest thing for me is just to physically get up.
Yeah.
It's like you're laying in bed and you're like, I don't have to go. This is a stupid idea. And you're sitting there talking.
See, no time for thinking.
Yeah.
No
you
time
just have
for
to, like,
thinking.
Your alarm gets goes off. You just get up.
Yeah.
And like once that you've won the battle if you can get out of bed.
Exactly. So I think that's where your mind just starts tripping you up is if you like sit there and linger. Like when my alarm goes off, I'm like out. The other thing is Scott doesn't wake up with me. So I always worry that the alarm's going to wake him up. Mm. So the second the alarm goes off, I have to like run out of bed and like turn it off.
Yeah. So and Brandon in the morning is always like, oh, the alarm went off. Hit snooze. Like, let's have a snuggle. And I'm like,
oh, see, that's you guys are enablers. You are enabling each other.
Yeah. He's a big enabler. And then he gets up and like goes and gets ready. He's like, okay, well, we should get up now. And then he goes and gets in the bathroom for 10 minutes. And I'm like, well, I can't. You're in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. See, so that is a huge barrier. I would understand that.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's just a matter of it. It's so mental. And like, I'm a true believer of routines. So getting into a routine, because everyone's like, how do you get up that early? I'm like, you just do it. And then you adjust. And trust me, there's days when I'm at work and like 3 or 4 o'clock hits and I'm like, ooh, I can feel that 5 o'clock wake up call.
Yeah.
But for the most part, your body does adapt eventually. Like, just know for the people who maybe are trying to work out in the morning, it's not going to be fun for like the first few days and maybe even the first month.
Yeah,
but
and
I think
tiring.
After a while, it's so tiring. But you also get in a really healthy routine too that I noticed myself of like trying to go to bed earlier and get the full amount of sleep, not staying out late or like going out. Not that I go out drinking, but like even if like you have the option to go out or drink even, it's like you just kind of choose healthier options because you know that that's coming.
Right. Well, and also I think that it like, for me, it gets me up in the morning. Like if I can't, you know, like I leave for work at 8 a.m. If I don't have to be out the door until 8, if I have nothing to, you know, like nothing to do, quote unquote, but like, you know, if I don't have to, I will stay in bed until 7:30.
Oh, really?
And like, that, you know, because I don't have to really get ready for work.
Right.
And so, but that usually translates into me not really getting enough breakfast. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's really hungry right when I wake up. And so, like, it really helps me to get up and work out because then I'm hungry and, like, then I feel like I can get my day started and then, like, kind of gives you that jump start.
Yeah.
So
I think I've always been a morning person for a long time.
Yeah,
I think
I am not a morning person.
Yeah.
I could sleep until noon.
Yeah. And Scott's like that.
Sleeping.
So, and Scott's such a good sleeper. I'm always like, I kind of wish I was like that. But we just have like different, I think there's just that body cycle. So I mean, I think if you're kind of going against that, then maybe you should go back to like eventually go back to the night wads for a while or whatever.
Yeah.
But
even then, like I almost feel like working out that late, it takes so long for your body to wind down.
I would agree with that.
That like, you know, if you're finishing your wad at 8, my body doesn't wind down to like 10:30, 11.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to tell me how it is, like moving on, because I saw you this morning and you didn't look very happy.
I just don't like mornings. Well, we're always like, this morning.
And then we have to do our own warm-ups now, yeah. So we have to, like, get get moving.
Yeah.
PETA the other day was like, PETA belongs to our gym, and she was like, are we doing the same warm-up every day? Are you kidding me?
Well, and then today,
I love PETA.
Somebody was in our class, but we got a kind of late start, like, everyone's kind of rolling out, and finally TJ was like, you guys should have been starting to warm up 5 minutes ago, and we're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but then somebody was late. Somebody got there after we were like, it was like 10 minutes late. And TJ was like, he's like, so guys, you know, you guys should have been warming up a little bit earlier. Like for the next, you know, 5 weeks while we're doing this lifting cycle, you really need to try to get on it. And he looks at the other guy and he's like, I won't name any names. And he's like, and that means actually getting here on time. You're like, oh, busted.
You just got busted.
But, you know, even if you're not doing your own warm up, and I mean, TJ has been talking for the last 2 weeks about how we need to start getting there earlier. Like, you know, like things are shifting.
I did read that, yeah. Claire.
Way to go.
I did read that.
But yeah, so but even if we weren't doing that, you don't show up 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Anyway. No. Especially to a full class.
I kind of get snarky about that too. People show up or, I don't know.
Although we show up late. Like, we'll show up like two or three minutes late. Yeah.
Like, you don't show up 10 minutes. No. The people who are 10 minutes, I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. We should have a cutoff. And, like, when I teach spin, if someone's 5 minutes late and the class is full, I don't let them come in.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry.
That's how it goes, people. Which, I taught spin twice this weekend, and my legs were so shot. It's so weird. I know I've said this before, but it's so weird to be in a Globo gym.
Yeah.
It feels so weird. That's funny. I was, like, walking by all the weights and, like the free weights and, like, right. The guys, like, you know, bodybuilders lifting all this heavy weight. And then there's, like, a lady in the corner just doing, like, these weird, like, sit-ups, and I'm like, oh.
Well, and then everybody freaks out about how, like, you're going to get hurt doing CrossFit, and it's like, go into one Globo gym, and you see somebody doing what they think are bicep curls, and actually they're, like, bent arm swings, and it's just like, you're going to, but nobody
so
ever.
So ridiculous.
Nobody ever, like, there was that article.
Yeah, the article.
That came out about this week, or, like, I think it was this week, or it got, kind of went viral this week about, like,
yeah.
CrossFit's dirty little secret is rhabdo.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to get rhabdo.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, you have to really, really do something.
Yeah.
Like, I had something that I think was, like, early stages of rhabdo when I very first started CrossFit before I knew basically anything about my body.
Yeah.
And it was from running backwards.
Yeah.
We did a 400 meter run backwards, and I had the, like, I don't think it was, because, like, real rhabdo involves, like, kidney failure.
Right.
Like, it's, like, serious.
It could be serious. Yeah. Like, life-threatening.
I had, like, what I would probably consider to be the very early stages where, like, my muscles were, it filled with fluid.
Yeah.
Like, it for sure was full of fluid, but yeah. I didn't get sick.
Yeah.
And I, you know, had to limp around for a couple days, but, like, in order to get rhabdo, and the thing about those articles, like, it seems like there's a new one every single week that's like, this is why CrossFit sucks, this is why you shouldn't do CrossFit, this is why you get hurt doing CrossFit, like, everyone gets injured, you know, you shouldn't be powerlifting, like, these are right. Advanced movements, blah, 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 and it's like, yeah, that's a really good idea. Give people another excuse not to get out of their comfort zone, yeah. Not to work out. Like, give people another reason to sit on the couch.
I want to
Because they're sitting there thinking, like, well, I would do CrossFit, but, you know, it's just really dangerous. Like, no, it's not.
It's that whole excuse thing. I want to read you a paragraph from that article because this is funny. So it says, exercise is just about the best thing you can do for your body. But in the case of CrossFit, we're left to ponder the question, is this workout worth the risk? Can the culture adapt to one that embraces safe training principles? Do coaches truly have the ability to detect what a proper training load is for their athletes? Only time will tell, but the future of CrossFit may depend on it.
Oh my gosh, so dramatic.
It's just, yeah, it's so dramatic. And I'm like, okay, you could be saying this about any sport, but I think what they're getting at is it became so popular, but so did many other types of activities
like
and sports. So, like,
yeah.
Are you going to get on that and say, you know, proper training and injuries, is this going to be
right?
The
well,
future
also coming
CrossFit?
From like, you know, you've had a little bit of an injury. I'm kind of like battling a little bit of an overuse thing in my hip right now, which is just like will not go away.
Yeah,
and it's like I can pinpoint and say this happened because I made a personal choice to do something that was incorrect.
I could draw the line from A to B to
right,
C.
Right, exactly. And I was not pushed to do that. I was not coached to do that. But I also was not lack of coached to do that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't given enough information and that led to the injury. Like, I was given the information and chose to say, no, I think that I cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, and luckily neither of us have been, you know, seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that serious injuries happen a lot more rarely in CrossFit than people think. I think typically what happens if people do have an injury that takes them out of CrossFit,
mm-hmm.
I would say 9 times out of 10, the stories that I've heard of that are old injuries that are re-aggravated.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, if you have an old injury, you need to be more careful doing anything physical.
Right.
Whether that's CrossFit or whether it's running or whether, you know, it's like, if you have an old knee injury, you can't just expect for CrossFit to like it can help you and it will, you know, if you do it correctly, it'll help you. But you can't just expect to walk in and be like, well, you said CrossFit was going to be safe. It's like, well, your body's already compromised.
Right.
But it just drives me nuts because it's like, it's just giving people another reason to discount something that could be really great for them.
And I think what you're saying is right too in terms of like the pros versus the cons.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather push yourself and do something that's really amazing and see what your body can do?
But with the potential. Also,
with the potential, with anything, with the potential. So I would rather, for me, give myself this opportunity and try it and learn from it and say, thank God I wasn't injured seriously, that I had something that I recovered from in about a month, month and a half. Like mentally, I still have like moments where I'm like, oh, this is really scary. But I would rather try this and put my body through some really amazing challenges to then say, like, I could do this. But and then now have that knowledge of what is safe, what is not safe. But then to just like sit on the sidelines and be like, but that's really unsafe. We shouldn't be doing that.
Well,
and
let's also talk about how the most people who write those articles either don't do CrossFit or try CrossFit for like a month.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, they're like I tried CrossFit for, you know, 90 days. It's like, when I first started doing CrossFit, I specifically had a blog called 90 Days of CrossFit.
Yeah.
Like my goal is to do it for 90 days. And I can tell you that at the end of that 90 days, I still didn't know anything about CrossFit. Like I, you know, was kind of getting into it. I knew enough that like, I thought, you know, I liked it. But by no means did I, you know, do I still, after a year and a half, really feel like I have a grasp on what, like, really training to be a CrossFit athlete is like.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know. It's just like, you know, if you have a problem with it, that's fine. If you think it's dangerous, that's fine. But then don't do it.
Right.
And it's just like this, every week there's another article that's like, this is why CrossFit's dangerous. And it's like, fine, if you think it's dangerous, then don't do it.
But don't be,
you know, all you're doing is giving fuel to all the people out there who really could have a life-changing experience, but are reading these articles and saying, well, you know, I just hear that weightlifting is really bad for your back. It's like, anything is bad. Like, lifting your child is bad for your back if you do it the incorrect way.
And then, like, Bob Harper, who's, like, the celebrity CrossFitter, one of the celebrity CrossFitters, like, wrote this article about how weightlifting is good for your back.
Right.
So, there's always going to be, you put yourself out there, you're always going to have the critics, you're always going to have that. So, it's, I guess, good in a way that CrossFit is so out there that they're going to have to deal with all this stuff for a while. But I think about that, too, because people who don't do CrossFit, which is a lot of people, who probably don't listen to this podcast, but form an opinion by those articles. And I just think it's ridiculous because...
Well, and I also think that there are circumstances... There are, you know, you definitely can't say that at no time in CrossFit has poor coaching led to an injury.
Yeah.
Like, that has definitely happened.
Yeah.
But it has definitely happened in everything that can be coached. Nobody is perfect. And you know, there are definitely, are unfortunately, going to be instances where somebody gets their level one and thinks they're, you know, hot stuff and can just, you know, start coaching whatever, and they go in there and, you know, they're not qualified.
Hey, why don't you go try and snatch 150?
Right, like, no, round your back. It's totally fine. You get more strength that way.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a lesson to everyone out there who's maybe going to try CrossFit. And by the way, if you haven't yet and you're listening to this podcast, we love that you're listening before you try CrossFit. We've seen a couple comments from people who are like, your podcast got me into CrossFit, and that's really cool. So that's go out really and try cool. it.
That was my favorite comment.
Yeah, I love that. Love hearing that. So I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot.
Train of thought, left the station.
Uh-oh.
Left the station without you.
Basically, what I was going to say was, if you're going to do CrossFit and try it and...
You start to feel unsafe.
And we've talked about that. So find a gym you feel safe at. The coaches are going to tell you what to do. That ideally that they have an intro class. I think that's...
Most gyms
have that, and you have to do that now.
Mm.
There's great ways to do it.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm wearing booty shorts right now, and I can't wear leotards.
No.
I don't own sweatpants. I've come to find this out, and I need to get some. I have leggings, but I don't have any just like...
What do you wear around your house when it's cold outside?
Exactly. I need to get some sweatpants. I wear leggings, but there's just too much dog hair in my life for me to wear leggings all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get you a pair of leg warmers this winter.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's going to be awesome.
You're going to, I'm going to make you wear them.
I'm fine with that.
The Wonder Unders. I've been holding off to buy another pair of Wonder Unders this summer because I'm like, or shorts. I didn't buy shorts this summer because I'm like, I'm
going to save up for some Wonder Unders. Yes, I got
to save up for another pair of Wonder Unders.
Yeah, and then like the good colors start to come out.
Yep.
Yep.
Hopefully that's not true. The see-through ones.
Yeah, theoretically that'd be a bad thing.
Did you watch the Emmys?
We don't have a TV.
You guys don't have a TV.
Nope. Yeah. Why?
Never. Nothing. I really like watching those shows. Oh, really? I was going to talk to you about it.
No, we don't have a TV.
I got nothing. Okay, so our fundraiser, I think as of recording this podcast, we're at $895.
Let's see if anyone donated $5 in the last hour.
Like, you'll hear it live right now.
We have to find it.
Yeah, I think.
But by the time you listen to this, hopefully you listen to this this week, but if you listen to this in the future, we still need $5.
$5.
Hopefully by the time you listen to this, we will have reached our fundraising goal. But guys, so when we first started fundraising, there's this woman who is in first place. One team is in first place and is absolutely killing it. And we're like, there's no way we're going to reach.
Yeah. I remember, like three episodes ago, we're like, oh, it's okay.
Because she actually is the mom of the girl who's putting this on, and she's a breast cancer survivor. So like this event is kind of being put on like partially in her honor.
Yeah.
And so she has raised $1,070. We're at 900 right now.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this week, if you're listening this to the week, to this during the week of September 23rd, and you would like to help us get first place in the fundraiser, guys, and this isn't just like an honor, like it's not just get your, you know, you get pride of, you know, your, for your prize.
There's like serious prizes.
We can win some serious prizes here. Yeah. So if
of course the cause is amazing. Yes.
Yes.
And.
But also we can win prizes.
There's some good prizes.
So we're going to post this on the Facebook, but we're going to run a little bit of a fundraising contest where if you donate $10 or more this week, we will, at the end of the week, pick two people to win a Girls Gone Wild tank top. And if you have already bought a tank top, we'll just refund the money that you paid.
Yeah.
So you have to donate $10 or more. And we can see everyone who donates, so you don't have to, you know, write anything on Facebook or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we can see if we can maybe be the top fundraisers.
That's going to be so fun. And, yeah, I think we had no idea that we would get to this point. I think our original goal was $750, and we totally maxed that out.
$895.
And then our goal is
Our goal right now is $900, but if we could, I mean, if we could get $200 more dollars.
Yeah.
We would,
I think we're solid.
I think we could do that.
Because we did the jeans day at work, which I still don't know how much we made from that, but I need to find out. And then this podcast will come out on Thursday, so we'll have an extra what? Do they have until the Saturday to donate? When does that expire?
I'm not sure.
That's a good question. So I'm guessing that they'll do the amount at the actual event of like how much was raised. So
yeah, but they might like pull those numbers the night before to be organized.
So why don't you guys donate by Friday?
Donate by Friday. So today or tomorrow?
Friday is the 27th. Right?
Yeah. I have no idea.
So donate by Friday the 27th and we'll be all good in the hood.
Tits.
And then the next episode is a surprise, which Claire hates. Do we want to tell people? Okay, Claire's on her phone.
I was looking at the date. We can tell them. The next episode. Well, what if it doesn't happen? It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So the next episode, we're going to have Julie Bauer on from Paleo MG, which we're really, really excited about. We talked about her a little bit on this podcast. She has a really, really fun paleo blog. That's paleomg.com. If you haven't checked her out yet, you really need to. She's so funny. She's so funny, and she's really cute, and she actually used to
be... And her recipes are amazing.
Her recipes are really good.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of, like... donuts and baked goods are all paleo, and a lot of her stuff is nut free also because she has a little bit of a nut allergy and anyway, so she's gonna be in our podcast. We're gonna talk to her just about blogging and about life and about paleo, and it'll be really fun. I'm really excited for that.
Yep, so that'll be fun. And then we'll have to, what else, and then we'll update after that. We'll do the update, so after the Julie episode we'll update on the competition.
Yeah.
So you guys won't hear about it for a while. We'll have two competitions to talk about. So
get excited.
You guys have so much to look forward to.
So much coming up.
And then we're going to post a picture of my outfit so you guys can see it, because I know you're dying.
I am.
Claire's dying to take a photo.
Are those dirty or are they just dark pink?
My boots?
Yeah.
These are just dark pink. They're probably very dirty, actually. So these are like, let's see, I got these in 2008.
Wow.
Yeah, because I got them the year I met my, or I think the year, no, 2007. 2006 or 2007, because it was when I was still living in my condo.
Wow.
Before I got married. That's crazy. So, short, the long story short of that crazy tangent of my mind was that these are really old and dirty, because there's really no way to clean these.
Okay. That's fair.
So,
anyway, on that note.
And my cats lick them, too.
That's disgusting. Well, on that note, I hope you guys aren't eating at the moment.
I hope you're running really far and not peeking.
Yeah, if you're running,
run far away from my voice. Keep, run far away run from my voice. Away. Keep running. Run far away.
All right, have a good weekend.
Bye.